Hey everybody, this is Bija Mine, aka the Terrible Australian. I hope you're all doing very well today. And with me today, of course, is my lovely co-host of the Super Podcast, Super Marcy. How are you today, Marcy?
Hello, I'm not too bad. Thanks, Bede. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. I'm just a little tired. I just had a bit of a very busy few days at work, so I'm slightly tired, but and also, I've been enjoying lots of horror movies as of late since it's all October and everything. So,
Yep, I was up really late watching The Town That Dreaded Sundown, the latest one.
oh,
So,
okay, cool.
yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that one at some point. Maybe do a mini episode or something for the show, but we shall see. But also joining us for this audio review, I was going to say video review, so audio review is Miss B Harper. Hello, B.
Greetings, everybody.
How are you today, B?
Am doing very, very well. I don't know why I'm talking in this Joan Crawford accent, so I really should stop.
I don't know. That sounded pretty awesome. We should do like find a Joan Crawford. We should you should. We should do like a live reading of Mommy Dearest, and you can just do that voice
No coat hangers.
that whole No wire hangers ever.
None ever.
That would be awesome. We should totally do that, but that's not what. But we're not here to talk about doing live readings of Mommy Dearest and Joan Crawford. We're here today because we are going to be doing an audio review of the new, I guess you could say, disaster drama. Oh, that's also based on a true story. Everest, which is a film that's directed by Baltasar Kormáku. I hope I pronounced his name wrong. So,
Whose previous film was Contraband with Mark Wahlberg, so kind of odd.
and Two Guns with Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg. So I'm surprised Mark Wahlberg is not in this movie somewhere.
Yeah, it's kind of an odd transition, actually.
Yeah, but I guess for those out there who don't know what the plot of Everest is, I'm just finding the plot to this movie right now. I'm totally prepared, as you can see. The IMDb plot is a climbing expedition on Mount Everest is devastated by a severe snowstorm. That's pretty much all you need to know, really.
It's based on the real life events that happened in, I believe it was 1996, where up until last year it was the worst disaster on Everest with climbers. And I think it was when the film was getting shot last year that about 21 people got killed during, I think it was a storm. Something again, and I think most of them were Sherpas as well, so yeah, quite sad.
It is, and I guess that would also be a sort of one way to describe the film of Everest. Now, Marcy, tell us your thoughts on the film Everest, which I forgot to mention has a pretty huge cast. Like it's like a who's who. This movie is you got Jason Clarke, Josh Brolin, John Hawkes, Michael Kelly, Sam Worthington, Keira Knightley, Emily Watson, Robin Wright, Martin
Josh
Henderson.
Brolin.
Yeah, I did say Josh Brolin before.
Oh.
Martin Henderson and Jake Gyllenhaal and many, many more.
Jake Gyllenhaal was who I was waiting for you to say. Duh. Interesting movie. I'm not really one for disaster type movies, but with it being something true and with a cast like that, I thought, why not? I'll go see it. So you kind of get a bit of a background on who Jason Clarke plays and what they're doing. He's a guy that does successful expeditions up and down Everest. And they go through like what's involved with climbing, and they say, it's the getting there we can do, but it's the coming back down that's the rough part because, humans aren't supposed to survive up there. You need oxygen, all this bad stuff can happen. And you see them sort of doing a lot of precautions to do what they're doing. And with, I think that year there was just a record amount of people with different expeditions going up. There were delays, and by the time they finally get to that peak, it's just storm. and you know you see things going fairly well, but then it's just disaster.
Yeah.
And it is really sad. And let me tell you something. I'm terrified of heights. I would never fucking climb a little hill, let alone anything. I can't even climb a bloody ladder.
Yeah.
I'm terrified. So yeah, this definitely tugged at a lot of my own fears, which I think made it quite engaging. But I think the characters are quite interesting. And they sort of each have their own reasons for doing this climb. Without knowing too much, just kind of remembering what happened back when it happened, which was 19 years ago, not knowing everyone's individual outcomes left things open for a surprise. I thought it was a really good movie. Everyone in it is really, really, really good. They all kind of connect on a level that they should with what's going on in the movie. I guess they're pretty brave to go through a lot of what they did as well. But it really shows you the harshness of doing a climb like that and just how dangerous it actually really is. I think I got quite a lot out of the movie. I left the cinema feeling quite upset, though, just really down. Just knowing, this is probably as accurate as it will get in telling this story.
Yeah.
And I know it was based as well on, I think, a book. It's not a feel-good movie, we'll put it that way.
It's definitely not the feel-good movie of the summer. I'd probably suggest if you watch this movie, go probably watch something light and fun and funny afterwards just to sort of cheer you up a little bit.
Yeah, that's for sure.
B, what did you think of Everest?
Oh, Mount Everest is murder. That's pretty much what I took away from the movie. But I recall seeing United 93, and everybody knows how that terrible affair panned out. Same thing can be said for Everest. It is based off a true story, and these were actually people who lost their lives and endured stuff that just humans were not supposed to endure. Marcy is right. It's definitely not a feel-good movie, but I feel the way that the story is told, these are the recollections of these people's last words and everything they did. It's not pointing fingers. It's not saying such and such is to blame. You know, what happened was a clusterfuck of some really, really bad luck and very, very poor timing. What I also thought what was commendable about the movie was the performances by all these name actors and actresses. But the thing is, you're not seeing Jake Gyllenhaal, you're not seeing Jason Clarke, you're actually seeing these people who are going up this disastrous mountain cliff right up to the peak and doing all these things. And it's a very human story, but at the same time, it's not something that not everybody can connect to, because who goes up to Mount Everest? It's not a regular everyday occurrence. Like, Mount Everest is the be all and end all when it comes to survival. And even then, after all the casualties that have been found, or that the people have been lost on Everest, people still do it. And it's just mind boggling.
If I can cut you off, even the most expertise of people cannot foresee, you know, Mother Nature, and things are bound to happen. So, yeah, that's what I was saying.
I guess I'll go to mine, what I thought about the movie. I really liked the movie a lot. I think it – actually, what B was saying before about United 93 is probably a good indication of what this film is like, because it's more – it's not really a movie that's sort of driven by, you know, story or has character or characters. It's more about the situation itself and what these people were going through and what happened on that day. And I think, and that's why I think, like, on the page, like, if you sort of read it from, say, I guess, a screenwriting standpoint, like, all the characters are kind of two-dimensional at best, but I do think the actors bring a lot of sort of layers and integrity to these roles that make them flesh out. And it's not a film that sort of has a sort of a traditional three-act structure, but it's sort of, in a way, it's more like a dramatization more than anything about what happened on that day, like the lead up to it and all that. But it's still pretty well done, and it is extremely well executed, and there's a lot of really compelling scenes in this. And I have to give the Balthazar Kumaku credit for, because, like, even though up to this point he's just directed mostly action films and stuff like that, he sort of still brings that sort of, like, expertise in that area for some of the sequences in this film. And there are some pretty harrowing stuff in this film. Like, I was literally on edge, no pun intended, for a lot of the sequences when they're just climbing up Everest, and also the sort of when tragedy strikes as well. Those scenes were really well handled. And there are some death scenes, like, I'm not going to say who, but there are just some scenes, like, I'm still thinking about it, just, like, really just...
And the thing you've got to remember is those bodies are still there because they just cannot bring them down.
Yeah, since it's so too high.
When people actually climb, they will see those bodies of those who've perished doing that.
Yeah. And that, of course, and also, you know, having, you know, they can't send any helicopters or anything up there just to retrieve them as well. So that's why it's sort of like, struck me really hard. But you could tell that the filmmakers and the actors and also the screenwriters have wanted to make sure that they have a lot of, you know, respect for this story and for everyone involved. And, like, I guess some people might say this is, like, I guess, quote-unquote misery porn, because it's a movie that is pretty sad.
But you're telling a true story, and yeah, exactly. I think it's really respectful of... you know, everyone that went through it as well. And, you know, not mentioning who, but one of them manages to survive when you think that they're dead.
Yeah.
And that's just something, it's just incredible to watch. It's like, wow, that's a strong will to get through. That's insanity.
Yeah.
And Everest definitely left their mark on that person.
And also, I think all the cast members all do really good jobs. I don't think there was a bad performance anywhere.
No, I don't think so.
And just everyone does a really good job. And everyone was utilized really well. You know, like, for, you know, each, like, character just has their own specific purpose in the film. But they sort of, like, make the most of their roles. And like, you got, like, Emily Watson kind of being sort of like the mother hen of the... of the mountaineers.
Although, would one complain that, you know, these non-Kiwi actors are playing Kiwis? You know, I think the only Kiwi is Martin Henderson. It's like, are they taking jobs away from them?
Or, yeah, that's poor.
You know, were these just the best people for the job, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I think people just want to complain about stuff for no reason. But people need to realize actors are paid to act. So,
yeah,
that, regardless on who they're playing.
Holy shit, they're paid to act? I had no idea.
Yeah, but, you know, some people just don't see that. But we live in the age of outrage culture. So, you know, people have to be upset about something.
The age of outrage.
Yes, if that's not an official phrase, I'm trademarking that phrase. I will at least coin that phrase first. So you've heard it here first, people. So,
yeah.
But I have to praise Jason Clarke for, you know, being able to equip basically any sort of accent. Like, every single film I've seen him in, he's mainly used an American accent, but in the case of Everest, he puts on a pretty convincing Kiwi accent.
Hmm. And also, I like the fact that they cast him basically as the lead. Like, they could have easily have gotten, like, you know, like Josh Brolin or Jake Gyllenhaal to play his character. They're like, no, you guys can play these pretty... key supporting roles, but we're going to get Jason Clarke to play the role of Rob Hall. And I think that's a really good job. And he's really good too. And he does a really good job with the New Zealand accent. And even Keira Knightley does well with her new...
That was a very nice surprise as well.
Yeah, she was quite convincing, as was Emily Watson.
Yeah.
Both of them were. I was very surprised to see Keira Knightley because, you know, for one thing, I didn't actually know she was in the movie. So when she turns up on the screen, it's like, oh, that's Keira Knightley. Oh my gosh, she's actually doing a pretty good Kiwi accent. Good on you, Keira.
Yeah. And also, you know, Sam Worthington's just doing his own accent. So
he doesn't do accents. He just talks like himself.
He's like the Michael Caine of young people because, you know, Michael Caine can't do accents. That's why they just have to, like, make him just use his own accent, even if he's playing, like, an American actor or a character.
I am glad that Sam Worthington isn't being shoved down our throats in this movie. They're not trying to push him to be, like, the big heroic lead or anything. He's just part of the ensemble.
Oh, well, yeah. But to be fair, he's been doing mostly a lot of, like, I guess, character work and supporting roles as of late.
So. If you actually want to see him act and do a really good job with a role, check out Paper Planes.
Or Somersfall. That's another one I'd recommend people to check out too, because he's really good at that. But unfortunately, this is not the Sam Worthington podcast.
He would like it to be.
Yeah.
I actually just realized that Sam Worthington and Jason Clarke are two movies. So there you go. There's another connection.
Indeed, he has to protect John Connor or something like that. But I made that connection too, and I thought that was pretty funny. I think that can be a wrap on our discussion of Everest. I would definitely recommend people to check it out. Like, I mean, you will be feeling it is a very harrowing film, and I did get a couple gut punches on occasion during the course of the film. But at the same time, I think that is the purpose of the film. And I still reckon that it is worth checking out. Like, you're not going to leave the cinema, like, dancing or singing happy songs or anything like that. And if you probably do, there might be something the hell wrong with you. But, you know, it's definitely a film, I think, it's still a pretty well-made film. It's well-directed, has a great cast, and it's just really compelling stuff, and I suggest everyone to check it out. And
yeah, I agree.
Marcy, what rating would you give Everest?
I'm kind of between, like, giving it 3.5 or 4. Mm. I'm leaning more towards, like, 3.5.
Yeah.
So I'll say 3.5 out of 5.
B, what rating do you give this film?
I agree. 3.5 out of 5. Very, very good, but at the same time, it's not exactly the most, that was really, really fun, sort of movie. It's something that you really need to be in the right mind frame to watch.
Yep. I have to be in the same boat as you two. I'm going to give it 3.5 as well. And like I said, I think if they sort of, it doesn't, had a bit more to do with some of the sort of character work and maybe a bit more of the story, I'd probably have been higher. But I think as an overall experience, it's still a pretty darn good one. So, I hope all of our listeners enjoyed our audio review of Everest. I think we all suggest everyone to check it out. And we'll see you all later. See everyone. Bye.
See you guys.
Bye.